war needs to be presented on film in such a way as to create a new population of people who will simply say no to war. We need to see that more and more. We need to need a film about the those heroic Americans who protested against World War I. They were socialists, they were pacifists, they were just people who saw the stupidity of the war that was taking the lives of 10 million people in Europe and which now the United States was entering. Now we look for people who can be really interesting characters in films. And you look at some of the people who at that important point during World War I opposed the war. You see Emma Goldman, the feminist, anarchist, who goes to prison for opposing the draft and the war. You see Helen Keller. I haven't seen Helen Keller in any film other than the kind of film that extols the fact that she was a disabled person and she became an important person. But I've never seen a film in which Helen Keller is presented as what she was, a radical, a socialist, an anti-war agitator, somebody who would refuse to cross a picket line which was set up against a play which was about her. A remarkable subject for a film. Or I think of Kate Richards O'Hare, the socialist who was put in jail for opposing World War I, and that great scene in the prison where they're stifling for lack of air, and she takes a book that she's been reading and reaches through the bars and hurls the book through the skylight above the prison corridor and lets the air in. And all the prisoners applaud and cheer because finally they're getting some fresh air. Well, I could say a lot more about possible stories and scenarios about war, about World War II. Again, a good war, right? The best of wars, but not that simple. And that's why Studs Terkel, when he did his oral history called A Good War, he put quotation marks around good war, if you notice. Because of the war, yes, humanitarian sympathies and fighting against a terrible evil, fascism, and on the other hand, a war marked by our own atrocities that multiplied as the war went on, culminating in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I have not seen a film that dealt with our bombing of Hiroshima. The closest that we come to a film which deals with our bombing of civilian population is Kurt Vonnegut's a book, the film that was made about Slaughterhouse-Five. But that was an oddity, a rarity.